Welcome to the Work Camper Show, brought to you by WorkCamper.com. This podcast helps you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. Each one of our episodes will introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to work camping opportunities all around the U.S. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
This week I'll be interviewing a woman who is brand new to work camping. She and her partner were wrapping up their first assignment working at a dog boarding facility in Florida. Today's episode is sponsored by WorkCamper News. With its diamond and platinum membership tools, WorkCamper News is much more than just a job listing website. When you put the tools of this professional service into action, you'll find out just how easy it can be to turn your WorkCamping dreams into reality. The one-year memberships open the door to a one-stop shop for all things WorkCamping. Being the original resource for WorkCamping, find the largest number of job listings, be able to connect with a community of work campers, and view resources compiled by experts who've been enjoying the RV lifestyle for many years. If you're serious about leading a successful and enjoyable work camping lifestyle, then a Diamond or Platinum membership is for you. You can even get started with a free 30-day trial by visiting workcamper.com/trial. Embark on new adventures today with the support of Work Camper News behind you. Harley Wilson and her partner, Ashton Bayers, bought their RV in March of 2023 and went on some shorter excursions before jumping into the work camping lifestyle in January of this year. They work for Dog Academy LLC in Lynn Haven, Florida. At the dog boarding facility, Ashton did construction while Harley was actively involved in caring for the dogs who were spending time at the facility. She got to clean up, but also worked to reunite the dogs with their owners when they were picked up. She said it was a lot of fun because the dogs each have different personalities. Harley had fun just letting dogs be dogs by socializing with others whenever possible. It was an ideal job for Harley because she and Ashton owned two dogs, so she already knew what to expect. To tell us what prompted their decision to go RVing and finance it by work camping, please welcome Harley Wilson to the show. Thanks for joining me today, Harley. I really appreciate the time. I understand you are brand new to work camping and are on your very first work camping assignment. How's it going?
Hey, Greg. Yes, thanks for having me. It's actually going really well. Right now, Ashton and I are working at a dog boarding facility in Lynn Haven, Florida. It's called Dog Academy LLC. And we've been here since January, I guess, and we'll leave it then to March.
That's neat. What are some of the things you're doing there?
I am mainly working with the dog, taking care of them. She does boarding and daycare and training here. So I mostly help with the boarding and daycare and obviously some cleaning. Where there's dogs, you have to clean and that kind of thing. I do it in split shifts. In the morning, I clean and help take care of dogs. And then later on in the afternoon, when people come and pick up their dogs and that sort of thing.
How many dogs are you taking care of?
It just depends. Today, I think we've had, about 12 dogs. Sometimes it's less, sometimes more. And it's all kinds of dogs with all different personalities.
That could be a challenge, I would imagine.
It is. Sometimes different dogs can't be with other dogs. So you have to separate them. And of course, you just want larger dogs to go out with larger dogs and smaller dogs and smaller dogs. And when bathing and stuff like that comes with that sometimes, especially when they get dirty and that kind of thing. But most importantly, it's just that they're out running around having fun. So when their parents come to pick them up, they're tired out and ready to go home and relax.
Does the facility do things like take pictures of the dogs so that mom and dad can look in and see what kind of fun they're having?
Yeah, absolutely. So Andrea, who's the owner of Dog Academy LLC, mostly takes videos and pictures and sends them to their parents, especially if she's training and that kind of thing.
Oh, that's fun. So do you have experience with dogs? As in, do you own one yourself?
Yes, Ashton and I own two dogs. Their names are Wednesday and Beretta. Wednesday is a Catahoula mix and Beretta is a pit mix. And Wednesday's one and Beretta's six. And they're different kind of dogs. Wednesday's had a lot of medical issues. So we really had to deal with that along the way, and which has helped me like dealing with other dogs, especially if they need medication, that kind of thing. Also, last year, Ashton and I volunteered at a wildlife rescue. So that's not domestic animals. It does help.
I would imagine. How long have you been RVing?
So So not very long. We bought our RV March of 2023 and just now started our work camping experience in January. Of course, we did some little camping experiences here and there, but this is our first work camping experience. And we really like the fact that we started out doing, you know, we found Andrea and Sean, or they found us on Facebook, actually. And we started doing this instead of work camping at a KOA or something like that to start off with.
What attracted you to this lifestyle in the first place?
It's always been a dream of mine. And when I met Ashton, I had told him, I was like, this, I want to travel and stuff. So we started saving our money. I actually worked in corporate before this. So we started saving our money to buy our RV and get into this kind of lifestyle. And one day it was around December. I was like in my office and I just told him, I was like, let's do this sooner than later. I know that we were late, but we should just do it. Let's not wait anymore. Let's just go for it. So right after Christmas, we told our job that we were quitting and we got on the road.
How old are you folks?
I am 32 and Ashton is 33.
Wow. So you're considerably younger than most other work campers.
That's what I hear. But then I also hear that younger people are starting to get into this kind of lifestyle. And I think really what it is, Greg, is that people our age don't want to wait till they're retired to do this. So you don't know what kind of health you're going to be in or anything like that. And I just think that there's way more opportunities now for work and remote work and that kind of thing that you can do this young and enjoy it and still make money.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. What did you do before you started work camping? You said you worked in corporate?
Yeah, so I worked for a corporation called ABB. I was their executive assistant in Greenville, South Carolina, and they manufacture electric motors. I've also worked in customer service, and I bartended on the side. I wore many hats in order to save money to do this. Ashton was in audio video. He's an audio video technician. That's what he's been doing for the last 3 or 4 years.
And you have a degree in mass media, I understand. So are you planning to do some of that too when you're out work camping and RVing?
Actually, me and Ashton were just talking about that. Really like to start a TikTok or something of that sort. So we just bought some stuff and I'm really good at editing video. So we're going to see what we can do with that and take pictures and videos and stuff like that along the way and put them together and see how far that goes.
What have you liked most about the RVing and work camping experience so far?
I think I like the freedom, and I'm sure most people can attest to that. It's nice to be able to work still, but it's also nice to go to the beach on your day off or just have more time to yourself or have more time to figure out what you're passionate about or have hobbies and stuff like that.
That's a very good point. It's one thing to work every day after doing the same job day after day and coming home to the same place and the same city in the same state. And it's entirely different to be able to come off of work in a different state and different city and explore different things. So it's neat that you're doing that at this stage in your life.
Absolutely. And work camping is a job, or so far it has been with the dog facility, where the job is not the same every day. So that's also nice. You never know what kind of jobs you're going to have or what you're going to be doing or that kind of thing. It's the same, but it's definitely different. And it's nice to have that flexibility. It's not just going to the office and doing the same mundane thing every day.
Have you faced any challenges on the road or on the jobs that have made life interesting for you?
When we first started off, we had, even though we have a newer camper, it's the 2018, or I say newer, we had some leaks in our bathroom because we tried to remodel some stuff. So we definitely had to fix some stuff already. We noticed that our fan in the bathroom is not working properly, so we're going to have to fix that. So just minor issues with fixing things in the camper, that kind of thing. With work camping, you don't make a ton of money. So just like thinking of other ways to make extra money on the side when case things break and that sort of thing.
What type of RV did you folks settle on?
It's a 2018, want to say Forest River. I could be wrong about that. It's a double bunkhouse and it's 31 feet long total.
Travel trailer or fifth wheel?
It's a travel trailer.
Okay. That's comfortable for a couple and a few dogs.
Yeah, I think so. For for us and our two dogs, it works. And, you know, if we wanted to have company, I think we have room for a friend or two or some family to visit if they want to.
It's nice that Ashton has experience doing maintenance, that he can go in there and fix some of the problems. Did you have to do any modifications to the RV to get it ready for full-time living?
So, yeah, Ashton's really great at remodeling and just in general, because that's what he's doing here at the dog boarding facility is maintenance. But we remodeled our bathroom because we just wanted it to be a little bit more cheery. The thing about living in this RV, even though it is newer, very brown and bland. So we did start in the bathroom. We installed more of a porcelain toilet instead of the plastic one. We made the tub, I would like to say larger. We didn't really make it larger, but we put like an extended shower rod in there, painted. We made it look a lot nicer and homier. Because I think the main two places you spend a lot of time in is in your bathroom and in your room or whatever, sir.
That's absolutely correct. What are some of the perks that you've been able to enjoy as a work camper so far?
I would definitely say the freedom just to be able to go to the beach, meeting new people. The people we work for, Andrea and Sean, have been really great. They taught us how to shuck oysters, which was really fun the other night. And just, like I said, meeting new people. I joined a Zumba class, so I got to meet a bunch of people that live in this area. There's a really nice coffee shop close by that I like to frequent. Just seeing what sometimes like another town has to offer small towns and getting to know the people in the area who live there. And that's what I saw.
Did you say you're from the Carolinas originally?
Yes, I'm actually from Greenville, South Carolina, and Ashton is from Aiken, South Carolina. But he's lived in Greenville for the last few years. That's where we came from.
So traveling to Florida is like an entirely different culture for you.
Kind of. We've been here before, but I would say living in Florida is definitely a different culture. Just different stuff. It was funny during the oyster shucking. It's like everybody knew what they were doing but us. That and seafood is fresher here and more prevalent and that sort of thing. So that's nice. And one thing I have noticed is like back home, there's churches, but there's, you know, Baptist churches, and here I feel like there's churches of different kinds, I guess you could say, and I thought that's really neat, and they have a lot more, I would say, tools and that kind of thing.
That's cool. When it comes to living to this area, does it have any advantage to you? You said you're attending a Zumba class. Does that mean that people are telling you of things that locals know about to do in that area?
Yeah, I will say joining the Zumba class and meeting the people, and Andrea and Sean have been really wonderful in telling us about the local thing. Apparently, there's some springs that are close to here that a lot of people enjoy. Ashton and I visited St. Andrews State Park, which is not that far away, because St. Andrews is actually like the little town that's right outside of Lynn Haven. So it's not as well known as Panama City Beach, but I think people forget that sometimes the smaller places are just as good and should be looked at too. So we've done like all the little small town stuff to do and like the areas and that kind of thing. Because the beach is great, but I don't know, the Bay Area and the springs and that kind of thing is just as great. You know what I mean? So
were you able to do any traveling before you came to Lynn Haven?
Yes, I would say that we are very avid travelers. So we've been to a ton of places so far. We've traveled a good bit outside of the United States. So we've decided that we wanted to travel more inside the United States. And actually, our plan is to get to Alaska.
To work camp or just to visit?
Maybe both. We haven't decided. I know that after this work camping experience, we are going to try out a KOA in Austin. And then after that, we haven't decided what we're going to do as far as work camping, but our plan is to make it to Alaska, whether we work camp there or just to visit.
So you already have another work camping job lined up?
Yes. Actually, our work camping experience in Texas starts in May. So we'll be at the East Austin KOA from May to October. It'll definitely be different than what we're doing here because it's in a campground and that sort of thing.
That's a beautiful part of Texas, by the way. I think you'll really enjoy it.
I hope so. I have visited Dallas and Houston and never been to Austin and never spent actually that much time in Texas. So it's on the bucket list to go there and see what they have to offer.
And what will you be doing at the KOA?
So I will be working in the guest services front desk, and Ashton will be doing maintenance and that kind of thing, taking people to their campsites, and I'll be working the front office.
If you had to start to do differently?
I don't think so. Maybe start doing this sooner. In my 20s, I wanted to do this, but never had the courage, wasn't as stable. But I wish that in a way I just went for it. I'm glad I'm doing this now, but I don't think that there's anything wrong with starting something sooner than later and definitely just having the courage to do it.
That's the key right there, is to having the courage to take that first step to get out there and do it. Was your family supportive of your decision to go on the road?
Most of them were. And then some of them were like, what are you going to do for work? And are you going to be able to make it? And that sort of thing. You're so young. I just reassured them that I'd gotten myself this far, and I've always been really good at figuring out what to do and working multiple jobs if I needed to and that sort of thing, and that Ashton and I would figure it out.
Did you do any RVing or camping as a child or when you were younger?
My family did travel some, but we never owned an RV or anything like that. So this is actually very new to me and Ashton, because I don't think Ashton's family went RVing. Now, we used to camp some, like in tents and that sort of thing, but we didn't have the money to own an RV. So tent camping was as good as it got. And even with that, still great. And I tell Ashton all the time, we should tent camp while we're RVing, because sometimes not having all the luxuries is fun in a different way.
When you were thinking about going into the RV lifestyle, that's a big jump for somebody who doesn't have a lot of experience doing this kind of thing. Did you follow any groups, or did you have people that were encouraging you to jump into this lifestyle? Or is it just something you decided, hey, I think this sounds like fun, I think we should do it?
Mostly it was just, we thought this sounded like fun, we should do it. Also, Ashton was very supportive of most of the things and ideas, and somehow he always helps me make it happen. Plus, I knew he was good doing handy work, so if anything broke, we would be able to figure it out. I did join some Facebook groups. A lot of the work camping Facebook groups is where actually I found the opportunity that we're doing now at the dog boarding place. Andrea and Sean had put a post about needing help near their facility and what that would entail. And they had about 35 applicants, and they chose us out of all of them, which was amazing, since we've never done this before, but neither had they, so it just worked out. But yeah, just joining the work camper groups and that sort of thing, and just doing research. There's a lot of TikTok now of people on the road living the nomadic lifestyle. So that was helpful with going into this and that sort of thing.
Are there any jobs that you would like to do at some point?
I have a degree in mass media, but I would really like to be more involved with wildlife and animals and that sort of thing. I think that's what I'm passionate about. And I would like to get more, I guess, I would like to learn more about what that entails and get that on my resume and stuff to go with the experience that I already have.
Are you able to volunteer, or do you folks need paid jobs?
Both. I think it would be okay for one of us to volunteer if the other one had a job, that sort of thing. I wouldn't be opposed to volunteering, and I have looked into the government volunteer site and that sort of thing. So it might be something we look in definitely in the future.
You had mentioned that you were thinking of starting a YouTube channel. What kinds of things would you be posting on that?
Yes, I'm thinking about starting YouTube or TikTok. I guess just our travels and the great things that we come across and we see, and maybe some hardships and stuff like that. Because I think that a lot of times people put out like their highlight reels and that sort of thing, but they forget that there are challenges with this. And I think those need to be shared just as well. I would like to post some stuff, I think, about if I did any volunteering with wildlife or animals or that sort of thing, getting that content and stuff like that out there.
I really like that you are willing to share information and stories about the hardships that you encounter, because I truly think a lot of people talk themselves out of jumping into the RVing and work camping lifestyle because they envision the hardships that they may encounter that they may never encounter. So talking about that kind of shows people that, okay, this may happen, but this couple was able to work around it. So I think that's a good opportunity for you.
Thank you, Greg. I think so too. Anything in life is hard. If you go for it, it's going to be hard. If you don't go for it, there's things that you're going to face in life. So it's just putting yourself out there and the courage to do it. I don't think you're going to get rich living this lifestyle, but you'll be rich in other ways.
That's worth it. You're having experiences that are really difficult to buy, to be honest, and you're getting paid to have those experiences. So I think that's wonderful.
Thank you.
How can people get in touch with you if they'd like to connect?
I think the best way is by email or on Facebook. So my email is harley.wilson1591@gmail.com. Or if you'll look me up on Facebook, it's the under of Harley Wilson.
Very good. We'll be sure to link to both of those in the show notes. Thank you for your time today, Harley. I appreciate it. And I wish you the best of luck as you continue your work camping adventures, but this time in Texas.
Thank you so much, Greg, for having me.
I had fun interviewing Harley Wilson about her first work camping experience. It sounds like she was having fun caring for and being around dogs all day. Harley had dreamed of RVing for years. When she met Ashton, she told him her dream was to travel, so they started saving their money. In December, Harley reached a point in her corporate job where she desired more freedom and flexibility, so they quit their jobs in their early 30s to go RVing when the option presented itself. She has a degree in mass communications, and Ashton has experience as an audio-video technician. So, the couple plans to develop a TikTok channel and share videos of their adventures on the road, as well as the work camping jobs they've enjoyed along the way. One of the big perks Harley and Ashton enjoyed by working at Dog Academy was the ability to get off work and go down to the beach to shuck oysters and meet new people. She was also able to join a local Zumba class. The couple has done a lot of traveling outside the United States. Harley said they saw work camping as a way to see more of America. Ideally, the couple would like to spend time work camping in Alaska. When their job ends at Dog Academy, Harley and Ashton are headed to Austin, Texas, where they will be spending the summer work camping at a KOA near Austin. To follow their adventures, people can connect with Harley on Facebook or email her at harleywilson1591@gmail.com. Today's episode was brought to you by the featured employers at workcamper.com. These employers have taken an extra step to share some photos and detailed information about their work camper programs. Opportunities exist for solos, couples, and families, whether they're full-time, part-time, seasonal, and even long-term jobs. Some are income opportunities, and others involve volunteering at locations throughout the United States. Go to workcamper.com/FE to meet the featured employers today. Employers who are seeking to hire work campers can learn about the benefits of year-round recruiting by becoming a featured employer. More information about featured employers is available at workcamper.com/FE details. That's all we have for this week's show. We have a couple of options to explore for interviews next week, so I encourage you to tune in to see which inspirational interview will be featured. Thanks for listening, and if you like these interviews, please consider leaving a review wherever you download the episodes.